that is a good one. I am slightly aware of what Australian rules football is, only because when I was a kid, and this is a one of these weird, like, you know, only in the 80s things, since I was a kid in the 80s, I guess. When I was a kid in the 80s, my dad bought a power tool. I don't even remember what it was. And for some reason, the power tool came with a free gift, and the free gift was a Sports Bloopers VHS tape. And that Sports Bloopers VHS tape had, like, bloopers from Australian rules football on it. And I remember, like, seeing the bloopers and just being kind of completely dumbfounded because I couldn't tell what was supposed to be happening in the first place. So, yeah, you dug one out of the archives of the brain for me there. So, yeah, that's a good one. And I'll actually share, too, we had on Mastodon, a couple of folks actually kind of started chiming in with some answers there because I am clicking a little button that I made for myself to toot these questions out as I share them. So we had one answer to the first question about misadventures. So the user at DATN at XOXO.zone basically just said, I'll never tell. So somebody has got a good story out there, but they won't share it. And then on the sports category, somebody answered with two sports that I have never heard of, so I'll have to do some Googling myself. One is hurling, and that's hurling with an H, not curling like a thing on the ice. So hurling, H-U-R-L-I-N-G. And then they also said camogie, C-A-M-O-G-I. So there's two sports that someone mentioned that I've never even heard of. So yeah, some answers coming in online there too. And since that's the end of our short list, so I'll kind of keep going around. If at any point you guys want to drop out, just let me know when I get to you on your turn. Otherwise, I'll just kind of keep buzzing around and hanging around here in case there's some latecomers. There's a couple folks that usually seem to swing by in the second half of the net. So I'll take a quick pause in case there's anybody else out there who wants to get their name on the list for the monthly NARS Net before I go around the horn again.